USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A county prosecutor in Michigan on Friday charged the parents of Ethan Crumbly, the sophomore accused of killing four classmates this week with a semi-automatic handgun, with four counts of involuntary manslaughter.
These charges are intended to hold the individuals who contributed to this tragedy accountable and also send a message that gun owners have a responsibility.
That's Oakland County Prosecutor Karen McDonald. President Biden is facing more questions about the growing COVID Omicron variant threat in the United States. Talking with reporters at the White House, Biden says the government is moving aggressively to deal with the threat.
In the United States of America, we're doing everything that needs to be done to take care of the American people within our borders.
The president adding that he's dealing with a cold. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Folks, you know how cancel culture has affected Mike Lindell. Well, MyPillow may have gotten canceled out of retail stores, but you can save big just in time for Christmas at MyPillow.com. The classic standard size MyPillow that sold in stores for almost $70 is on sale for Christmas for just $19.98. Standard size, $19.98. Queen and king size, slightly higher. But only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, get a MyPillow for that special person in your life. You also get a free press-and-pack bag so you can take your MyPillow anywhere. Save big on anything on the MyPillow website, but only if you use my promo code USA. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs. Get the best price ever on a MyPillow and do your Christmas shopping at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Merry Christmas.
210,000 Americans found jobs in November, which is the smallest monthly tally since December of 2020. Labor Secretary Marty Walsh isn't worried about the latest report. He joins Fox Business and says it's important to look at the whole picture.
Since President Biden has taken office, nearly 6 million jobs have been added. Our unemployment rate dropped to 4.2%, 2% lower than when he took office. So, you know, we still have a ways to go when we think about getting people back to work, but our recovery is happening, and it's happening in a strong manner.
Economists were predicting 550,000 jobs be added. Sales during the holiday shopping season could increase by double digits. An economist with the National Retail Federation says they could go up by 11.5%. Compared to 1 year ago. That's a full point higher than the group's top estimate that was released back in October. Back then, the Federation said sales could hit $859 billion. USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Red state governors are continuing to take issue with President Biden's vaccine mandate.
If you feel President Biden is overreaching his authority when mandating your health and what goes into your body, you're not alone. Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves on Newsmax Thursday says his state is involved in three lawsuits against President Biden's vaccine mandates because the Constitution does not give unilateral authority to the president.
I don't support a federal mask mandate or vaccine mandates, and quite frankly, not only do I not support it, the reality is that the United States Constitution does not support it. It does not give unilateral authority to this president to do anything that he wants to do. The vaccine, and I encourage other Mississippians to do the same because I do think that they are effective. However, I also believe in our United States Constitution.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The United States reported an average of 86,000 new COVID-19 cases per day last week. With the Omicron variant just beginning to spread in the country, White House Coronavirus Response Coordinator Jeff Zients describes new initiatives to stop the spread this winter.
First, launching a public education campaign for boosters. Second, reimbursing doctors for COVID-19 vaccine counseling. And third, expanding teams of emergency volunteers to help treat COVID patients around the country.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.